This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. On Saturday, land trusts around Oregon are encouraging people to walk the land. The idea is to bring people to special natural areas that aren't always open to the public and highlight the work of conservation groups. For a preview, Mackenzie River Trust Executive Director Joe Mall took me to their largest property, Green Island, north of Eugene, on a windy day.
It's a nice, cool afternoon wind. I'm hopeful that on Saturday for our Walk the Land Day, we'll get some afternoon breezes as well, because it looks like it's going to be pretty hot.
Mackenzie River Trust has been opening Green Island to the public each year in June for their Living River celebration. This time will be different. Mall says there won't be booths, food vendors, or music.
It really is a day to emphasize getting out and walking the land. Taking a hike with a naturalist, going off and exploring on your own, and not just walking on the land or going for a walk, but giving people, encouraging people to really step into it and think for a moment and enjoy and experience where they are.
Mall hopes people will take their shoes off, remember what it felt like to be a kid.
We're moving so quickly these days that giving people the chance to just come out and experience a place on their own terms, and maybe return to that feeling you had as a kid where nature wasn't a concept. It was immediate. It was just where you were.
Mackenzie River Trust acquired this former farm, over 1,000 acres, in 2003. The nonprofit has been doing restoration here over the years, working to bring it back to a more natural, wild state. Mall points to what's called the CARP project, former gravel ponds. How has this property changed over the years that you've been doing restoration?
You know, you have to pull out the photos to just remind yourself how dramatic the changes are. You know, this was a bare rock area just four years ago. And even post-restoration, when the, quote, restoration work was immediately done, it looked scarred. It was a very scarred-looking landscape. And already, the plant growth, willows, cottonwoods, maple, wildflowers and native grasses, they're coming back and they're softening the edges, and the river coming up in the winter and dropping in the summer is softening those edges as well and finding new channels, and wildlife and birds, fish and wildlife are rediscovering the area. For people that haven't been out here in several years, I think they'll be stunned at some of those changes, not only here at the CARP project, but in some of the interior forest now, where 5 years ago there was grass, and with tree plantings, volunteer tree plantings that many people have helped with. Now it's almost impenetrable 30-foot tall trees, and it's marvelous to be able to see that kind of progression over time, to witness it year to year, season to season.
Mall says the overall goal of their project at Green Island is to let the Willamette River set its own path.
And year to year, we see that happening. It changes its channel a little bit. It takes gravel from this side of the river and takes it downstream. It knocks a cottonwood tree over, and that cottonwood builds up a gravel bar on top of it. New cottonwoods grow. And the Mackenzie River Trust has owned Green Island since 2003, so we have a little over a decade now to look back on and look forward on. And already we're seeing the river really recasting things in its own terms. And I think in many ways it's only just begun. The researchers are finding that indeed the young salmon that are coming downstream and looking for refuge from high water, they're finding it in places like this. And we're learning more and more about how these floodplains, healthy floodplains, help attenuate floods, help slow down the power of floods, and really benefit areas. How they do bring in soil that benefits agriculture. How they act as filters and cleansers of our water. And so both cleaning that water, holding that water, you know, 30 years from now, when there are twice as many people in the Willamette Valley, the value of these places is going to be astronomical. And we feel really good about that. We feel good that we've helped people invest in something that's going to pay off for future residents and visitors to the Willamette Valley for decades to come.
More than 11 land trusts are participating in Walk the Land Day on Saturday throughout the state. There's more information at our website, klcc.org. I'm Rachel McDonald, KLCC News at Green Island.